You're listening to Fitzy's Friday Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner. Download the SEN app to make sure you never miss a tip from the Magic Man.
What are you really gambling with?
For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Hello, welcome to the Form Lounge, trivia maybe, right around the country. Friday, 12:05. We launch into a big weekend of racing. 0499736736 to join the conversation. As per every Friday, any horse, any race in the majors, major cities, of course, right around the country. Any horse, any race, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne, Adelaide, and, of course, in Perth in WA. Still the WA focus here on the Form Lounge, and most of it will be, especially for the next week or so, until we break over the Christmas period, because the racing is heating up. And, well, very shortly, one of our next guests, one of the great blokes, well, they're part of the great bloke training partnership in WA. I'll speak of Dan Pearce, who'll join me very, very shortly. So if you've got any questions on any of their runners at Geraldton and or at Ascot, 0499 736 736. Tom Haylock to join me in a while to take a look at the Ingham up there in Sydney as well. I've covered the Ballarat Cup meeting for you as well. We've got a Tommy 2 play there in the Ballarat Cup with a couple of best bets on the card. And then we'll go to Dan Cripps as we run through the WA card in the West and have a bit of a chat. Straight off the bat, though, had the privilege of meeting this bloke many years ago on a Magic Millions bus trip. They are great fellas, great trainers, part of the Pearce Training Partnership. But I've got Dan Pearce on the line and he joins me. Hello to you, Piercy.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Very well, very well. Mate, have you found the carnival so far? From over east, as you guys would normally say, we've found the track's pretty fair. The racing's been good. Sort of hoping that it doesn't change this week. It's been pretty good so far, in my opinion. How have you found it?
Yeah, good. We had a decent result last week. So that always helps you put a bit of a positive spin on it.
It's the grand final for a lot of the trainers over there. And how far out with these races like, you know, the Northerly, the Railway and the Winterbottom and all these even bigger races? I mean, we've got the Towton Cup. You've got a couple of runners in it as well. And a lot of these features. How far out are you guys thinking about having the horses exactly in the right spot for this? Is that sort of an August, September thing or is it even earlier than that?
No, well, you sort of the two in the Towton, for example, Queen Elena and Black Fantasy. That's probably been a 12-month sort of build. Well, it's building towards a Perth Cup. The Towton Cup is, so those two are on that path, and that's been a 12-month plan to bring them through that line of races. Look, they're both progressing really well, and heading in the right direction for a Perth Cup.
We'll start with your Ascot runners. We'll start with race one in the Magic Millions plate over the 1,000. Pikey in the saddle on the 7. How is Sinful Living?
Yeah, she's good. She's a nice, speedy little filly. She's one of the girls' horses. So Danelle and Chloe, they're putting together ladies' syndicates. And this is one of them. They've had a bit of joy already with Cosmopolitan Girl and Defending and a couple of nice horses. So this is their next one they're rolling out. They're all a big crew of ladies that are all heading up, and pretty exciting for them.
You picked this horse up reasonably cheap, but a couple of the trials look like she might be sharp.
Yeah, it looks really sharp, and that's the sort of style. She's a safeguard filly, and with these the girls' horses, obviously targeting the ladies' bonus with the Magic Millions 2-year-old race and 3-year-old now. They've just introduced a 3-year-old bonus, but we're trying to buy those more precocious sort of styles of horse. She certainly fits that mould.
I know you guys are very good with horses over a trip. This horse did carry a nomination for the Perth Cup, but you got done with the Blues in race 3, number 8. It looks right up to this. CJP on the 54.5. Just got rolled by Diamond Scene on that race. So I'm pretty sure that was the race that got put back a week, wasn't it? Called off because of the heat?
Yeah, it was. Put back a week. She keeps drawing awful, but she drew wide last week and ended up having to go back to last, got a long way off them. And she did take the shortcuts in the run, but she was a long way off the leaders In the run, but yeah, she's tracking well, going along well, and yeah, like you say, when she's got a nom there for the Perth Cup, really well bred filly, really well bred mare, so yeah, if we can switch those couple of stakes races after this, she could pick up some black type, it'll be very, very valuable to her.
So the quick backup wasn't the original plan with that race being pushed back, is that how you've seen it, and that's probably not going to be an issue?
No, I don't think so. She's pulled up well, come through it well, and those stayers, you know, once you get them fit and up to the racing, they can do the backup.
Let's go to the Towton. You've got number 4 Black Fantasy. I was going to make this one of my best of the day, Piercy, but someone's already knocked the price off, already into $1.70 from $2.25 on the open.
Yeah, right, $1.70, yeah.
Yeah, and I went to have a crack last night, and it was even gone then. I really like the running behind Be Optimistic. We see that go around a bit later. Casino 17's been in pretty good form. Like, those two horses have been absolutely flying, so I would have thought in here that you'd be riding this up to your neck, but gee whiz, the price has gone.
Yeah, no, well, he looks on paper, looks like he's going to be very hard to beat. So obviously people have identified that. He unlucky to start before last, and then we wanted to get him. We were sort of half keeping the railway option alive, and then when we didn't go that way, we've ended up having to back him up last week and step sharply up in trip, just to get him on this line of races now. So he went the 7 days last start and up, I think he went up 600 metres, 700 metres in distance. Yeah, now he's gone the standard 2 weeks into this one. So yeah, look, it looks a really good race for him.
And you got Queen Alina in the race as well. You're placing the Lucky Grey. This looks like a horse that races sort of suit it too.
Yeah, well, she, we're getting back to what we were saying before, 12 months ago, she was on a Perth Cup prep and ended up going amiss, and so this has been 12 months down the track. We're back in the same position heading down that Perth Cup line. So yeah, we've been building towards this. I think she's going really well. She was a good run last start, and yeah, she's I'm sure if she runs through this line of races, she's going to pick one up. She's bumped into the stable mate, which is going pretty well.
You've got in the Westspeed race, you've got Climb on Top. Ollie goes aboard, draws okay, no joy last start whatsoever. Can you get Ollie a win on the way out here?
Yeah, he's going really well, the horse. I hope so, and I hope so for Neville Duncan as well. That was Neville wanted to try and get Ollie on a couple over the carnival, just as a bit of a you know, for old time's sake. And yeah, so I hope. Hope we can be part of that story, but yeah, the horse is going really well, and yeah, like you say, he's run last start. It was the best last you've ever seen. Just no luck, and like Clint said, he just needed half a split because he was bolting. So unfortunately, it didn't come his way, but yeah, look, he's come through that run really well, as they tend to when they have those sort of runs. And yeah, goes to the races really well, really good order tomorrow.
It's all the better for us, though, when we want to have a bet next time in, though, because people only look at the form guide and don't understand why, Dan.
Yeah, I reckon you don't really have to be a form analyst to look at that race and see that he didn't have much joy. But yeah, like you say, he was pretty painful viewing, but yeah, hopefully we can get a bit of luck. He's drawn a little bit with a bit of room tomorrow, room to move. So yeah, hopefully Ollie can give him a good steer.
XL trained Ollie again in race number 6. This is a horse that can run fresh. You've had the one trial here. It'll be up on speed. Nice little price. This looks like a really good place, maybe slight winning chance.
Yeah, I think he trialled really good. I think he's a nice horse. He's going to be in for a good preparation. Just whether whether at the 1200 first up in a big field, whether tomorrow's his day, I'm not 100% sure. But he's like, the horse is going fantastic. Yeah, if you liked him, I certainly wouldn't be talking you out of it.
Before I move on to your Geraldton runners, because we're playing in the West all day, and I hope you don't mind if we touch on a couple of those, but. Out like Black Fantasy, probably your best, but outside of it, out of Black Fantasy, which would you think your best would be at at Ascot?
Oh, I'd like the Climb on Top. It's probably each way odds. I think, like you say, he was had zero luck last start. So I think with a bit more luck tomorrow, I think he's probably a good each way chance.
In Geraldton race 2, number 4, you got King of France.
He's probably a bit plain last start. He needs to improve. We're hoping out to the 14. We'll probably try and ride him a bit cold and just see if the 1400's the key. He's a horse that's shown a bit of ability. But he needs to improve.
Race 3, number 7, Play With Desire.
He's going well. He won his maiden down at Bunbury quite well, 2 starts back. Look, he's doesn't find the world's strongest race up there, so he could be in the mix for sure.
This is one I did want to ask you on. Race 4, number 4, All Brave, and it's a horse that knocked the maiden off at Kalgoorlie. You've had a couple of trials that were there or thereabouts, but I don't think you found the strongest race here in race 4.
No, he's going well. And he should get a good run from the gate. He went up to Kalgoorlie and won. I think he won first up last preparation, didn't he?
Yep.
He's a nice enough horse.
And Budgerigar, good chance too in race 5, number 7.
Yeah, he'll be the best of the day up there. He went up there 10 days ago. He won really well. Looks to get the same run. He's gone soft. Probably box seats again. I think he should be pretty hard to beat.
What's the male kicking around like with it? These Eastern States horses come over and they stay around. They try to pinch your money. It was good to see Bustler get it done and stay locally. Is everyone sort of hoping that Zaki gets rolled by someone locally on the weekend?
It's that fine line, isn't it? Like you want the Eastern Status to come and sort of boost our racing, and then if you got to keep the profile of the racing over here and the prize money and whatnot. But I don't, our horses are good as well, and we prove that when we come over, we travel horses to the east and they always perform. So I don't think it's sort of bring your horse over to Perth and it's an easy beat. And Butler showed that again. He's a locally bred playing god. Like I say, it's the fine line of getting that quality and keeping the quality of racing up. And us still all being able to get an earn as well.
Do you fellas be pretty active through the sales period? Can people, I stress this highly on SEN track right around the country, WA is one of the best places to own a horse from a prize money and training perspective, but you guys would be active and have a few slots available for a few in the east, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%. I think our West Speed scheme is as strong as any in the country. When you're racing for solid money, the return you're getting for what you're what you're having to outlay compared to some of your bigger sales on the East Coast, we think it's a great place to race horses.
Dan, I did notice that all your racing's done at Geraldton by race 5, and at Ascot you're done by race 6. Is that on purpose so that you can have a beer sooner rather than later?
Well, I'll be having a beer. I'll be having a beer before the last race. Don't worry about that. We'll be able to sit back and relax and watch the Group 1.
Mate, appreciate your time as always. You get no bigger supporter of WA racing over here in the east than me. I love going over there. Hope you have a good run on the weekend. Get a couple of these home and look forward to chatting to you again sometime soon.
Beauty, mate. Thank you. Cheers.
Dan Pearce here from Dan and Ben Pearce, Pearce Racing. Stars, good fellas. If you want to get involved in a horse, I say this time and time and time again. From a training fee to a prize money perspective, there is no greater gap. It's the largest gap anywhere in the country. It's the best place to own a horse is in WA. The best place to own a horse is in WA. Hey, 0499 736 736. Dan Cripps to run through the Ascot meeting in a while. I'll run through the Ballarat Cup meeting with you, probably on the other side of this break. Tom Haylock will run through Randwick. But if you've got a question on any of the majors, that's any of the majors. 0499 736 736. Mitchell Bayer also to join me too. He's going to jump in and give us a few tips as well. 0499 736 736. Any horse, any race. Two places I don't really like this weekend are Eagle Farm and Morfettville. I think Ballarat we can make money. Sydney, we can make a little bit, but like I've been saying for 3 weeks, West is best. This is the Form Lounge. Miles Fitzner with you right around the country. It's 20 past 12.
You're listening to Fitzy's Form Lounge with Miles Fitzner.